He couldn't possibly have said what she thought she heard, could he? Your Highness? Claire forced herself not to take a step back or to allow the space between her brows to crease into a frown, as she knew it frequently did when she heard something unbelievable. He extended his elbow toward her.
Would you care to dance?
So he had said it. Clearly, she had a lot to learn about how things worked in San Rimini.
I'd be honored.
His mouth rose into an odd half-smile as she placed her hand on his arm and allowed him to lead her toward the center of the room, where most of the other guests now spun under the crystal chandeliers. It made sense, she supposed. Usually, the host, at events like this, would dance with the guest of honor or the guest's spouse. But somehow, it had never crossed her mind that she was expected to dance with the king. Karen had never mentioned it, nor had Sergio Ribisi when he ran over the schedule of events with her. And he'd been quite detailed. Somewhere in the back of her mind, she wondered if her family would read about this tomorrow. They'd always been proud of her and knew she worked hard at her job. But this was the first time she'd been around the glitterati of Southern Europe, let alone royalty, and she knew her parents would find the press coverage exciting. Claire smiled to herself, amused at the track her mind had taken out of self-defense. Focusing on her family kept her attention off what she was actually doing. Dancing with a king. A very handsome, technically eligible king. One with bright blue eyes, a warmer personality than she'd expected, and a smile that could enthrall an entire room, and would do so whether or not he was king. But he was a king, one she'd have to negotiate with on a regular basis over the coming months and years. One who could stand between her and her goals, or give those goals wings. He turned her gently, then rested one hand on her lower back and guided her around the floor. His steps were smooth and sure, and she wondered how much time he'd spent as a child learning to handle formal events, how to dance, what to say, how to eat, in a manner appropriate for a king.
I'm now convinced the out-of-Africa choice was entirely coincidental.
Eduardo said, slipping a look in the direction of the musicians.
This song has no deep meaning whatsoever. It's a number, composition number 5 or 9 or some such. I'm certain I had to identify it for a music teacher when I was younger, but I've conveniently allowed that knowledge to drift away. I can't identify it at all, so you're ahead of me.
She expected him to continue engaging in pleasantries. Instead, a quick grimace flashed across his face.
You weren't going to ask me to dance, were you, Madam Ambassador?
No, I wasn't. She surprised herself by her candid answer. At the same time, she was embarrassed by the fact he'd made that assumption, then invited her onto the dance floor himself to save her from making a faux pas. And I suspect I just made this awkward. His laugh was quick and genuine.
In addressing it, you just removed the awkwardness. Well done.
I'm a diplomat. It's what I do. At least if I do my job correctly.
I see.
They took a few more steps around the center of the floor before he asked,
Then what were you planning to ask that you felt would be a breach of etiquette?